Kevin, I was just thinking, Tredy and Harps have had some real close battles over recent seasons, and that was another one tonight. Two very even teams, but unfortunately they got the goals that mattered.
That's it. I think probably four chances they had in the whole game, and unfortunately for us they took two of them. It was a real kind of kick in the teeth, the 5 minutes into the game, giving away, because it wasn't even a really good ball into the box, just we really dealt it really poorly. And it's been our Achilles heel over the last 2 or 3 weeks, set plays, and it's something we're working hard to correct. But again, you can see tonight, they've obviously targeted that area, and they got a goal from it. So it's easier for them to sit back, especially when the pitch is a wee bit sticky and dry. It's easier, the ball's not moving as well as you want it to move. But I thought we reacted well to the goal, created 2 or 3 half chances, not on real clear cut. And it was the same probably for about a 15-minute spell in the second half. I thought we were on top. I thought we defended well, but you just needed to get that goal across the line. And we had a it's not even a clear-cut penalty, it's a stonewall penalty. I've watched the back. So that's
Is that the Darren McGinnis one, is it?
No, the first half.
The first half? Right, okay.
So
there, do you know what? There was probably 3 penalty shouts. But that might be that Max
I haven't seen this one as well. I watched that back, but the one with Max, I could see it clearly, and you could actually hear the kick off his shin. And the ref decision was there was minimal contact in the box, but it was contact, and it was contact enough that I could hear the noise from the bench. So anyway, it wasn't to be, and that could have changed things as well. I would say we could have got out of it tonight was a point, because we, as I said, we created chances, but they're all half chances. You know?
And they're a big, strong, physical team, Kevin, aren't they?
Typical first division team.
Yeah.
I've said before the game, that's probably the strongest Tredy team I've seen, from the back four to the midfield to the front two. They're solid. They know what they're about.
Yeah.
They're experienced. Obviously, we were missing a few players tonight, and would have helped us deal with them. But unfortunately, they weren't there. Tredy's decent side. And you'll get nothing easy in this league. It'll be the same next week against Athlone. They're all good sides with good players, and you have to be at yourself, and you have to really switch on from set plays, because teams work a lot on that in the first division. Yeah. You know?
I thought your substitutions give you a bit of a lift whenever they came on, a bit of spark that was needed, and as you say, you continued to take the game to Tredy.
Yeah, we continued to take the Tredy, and I have to give credit to our back four. They stood up. It was 1v1, 5v4s at times, 3v2s, and we stood up to them, and young Josh was superb in there the night as well. So a lot of pluses to take from him, but you're obviously looking to win your home games. But disappointing in that front, you know.
Okay, just finally, what's the story on those injuries then, Kevin? You're missing a few players tonight.
Yeah, Connor's probably more long term. We're not sure until probably another week or so. But I would imagine maybe it'll be after the break before Connor's back, and then Mikey hopefully be back training maybe on Thursday or Friday this week.
Okay.
So he's possibly missing as well.
Yeah, a tough game tonight, and a few players coming off, carrying knocks as well. You'll assess that, I'm sure.
Yeah, thankfully a few of them's cramp.
Yeah,
because they maxed themselves out, so hopefully we'll assess that over the weekend. Okay. Because we can't afford too many more injuries, you know.
Okay, thanks, Kim.
No what?